between a passenger plane and a military helicopter in Washington. 28 bodies have been found in the Potomac River so far. There were 67 people on board in total. Lily Wu is the mayor of Wichita.
Our community needs to come together to support the family members who have been impacted in honor of those individuals on that flight.
A man who killed a woman while out on prison on license for another murder has been given a whole life sentence. 45-year-old Steve Sansom and his 49-year-old partner, Gemma Watts, worked together to kill Sarah Mayhew in South London last year. The court heard the couple were obsessed with violence. The Bishop of Liverpool has resigned after allegations of sexual assault. John Perumbalath denies the claims from two women. Our reporter Liam Gotting is in the city.
The Bishop had faced a large pressure to go, even from within Liverpool, with a group of senior church leaders in the city writing to him, telling him to step aside.
And almost 500,000 parents in England were fined for taking their children out of school last year. It's a jump of 22% from the year before that. Fines for absences went up in September from £60 to £80.
Sport.
Arsenal have been charged by the Football Association after their players surrounded referee Michael Oliver during Saturday's Premier League victory over Wolves. They were unhappy at the decision to send off Miles Lewis-Skelly in the 43rd minute, a red card which has since been overturned. Mikel Arteta's side won the match 1-0. West Ham manager Graham Potter says he feels sorry for football supporters who get their hopes up in the January transfer window. The London club has been linked with a number of players this month, with Brighton striker Evan Ferguson believed to be one of their main targets. And Bordeaux lock Johnny Gray will make his first appearance for Scotland in almost 2 years after being selected for their rugby union Six Nations opener against Italy. There's also a surprise start for Edinburgh hooker Dave Cherry, who's selected ahead of Ewan Ashman for Saturday's match.
Weather
with eBay. Get your vehicle winter ready with their range of car parts and accessories.
Rain for many overnight, especially heavy in Wales and quite cold, with lows dropping down to -2. Rain to start tomorrow, brighter in the north and west by the afternoon, with a high of 10 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Sunta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Fang.
Radio X.
Thank you very much indeed. Doc, just Sunta Templeton there with the news. Thanks, Sunti. Also, thanks to Izzy. Great reviews from the afternoon crits coming in for her. Hey, Izzy, can I give a big shout out to Lady absolutely singing her heart out to My Chemical Romance, in her 4x4 in Stowmarket. See, even the ladies are impressing Izzy, you know, with auto-vehicular boasts. Thank you very much, Izzy, for a great, great afternoon. Someone just saying it's great to hear Iron Sky and the Sun on lunch break from security training I have to do for work. I heard Iron Sky last night in a crucial moment of Series 3, maybe Episode 8 of Elementary, the brilliant Sherlock Holmes series. Just every time, it's like something we can be so proud of. A big, flash American series like that, when they really want to show that something's serious, that just got serious. Iron Sky.
Lovely.
It's unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Like I say, thanks, since thanks is Woodman, Gav is here, Vinny's here. Here's what's happening in your first hour of the show. Are you ready? Because we've broken the back of this blooming week, guys. Gav?
Yeah, we have.
You got that Thursday feeling?
Yeah, we have.
I bet you have.
I was just having it, literally right now, while you were talking. I was just thinking, Thursday.
Were you thinking that?
I was. 839936,
were you thinking, Thursday?
Yeah.
Why? What are you doing? What are you planning?
Yeah.
Last Thursday in this awful 74-day month. But what are you planning?
Yeah.
Yeah? How are you gonna close it out? Here's what's happening in your first hour. Sure. Three stories to make you go.
Sure.
Well, no, three stories make you go, sure. But in total, you'll be going.
Yeah.
Sure. They really are classic. Sure. Also, I've got a story in the papers today. It's the worst case bad neighbour scenario. It just got worse over about 7 years.
Okay.
But it made me wonder if my neighbours were going to complain about me what would they complain about? 83936. Well, very interesting to talk to Sunta about this one. I know people live below her. 839 83936. 83936. What would your neighbours complain about if they're going to complain about you? And the Woodman has a shipwreck survivor stranded in the brutal down under of the jagged, unforgiving reef surrounding his heroic little slot. It is a brutal cove. This is Muse, Plug-In Baby. Ladies and gentlemen, don't try and understand it, just enjoy it. Like much of what will transpire in the next 3 hours. Guys, relax back and go. This will take it from here. It's time to
start your engine!
Radio X.
Try your one and only.
Right here on Radio X.
Steve Green.
Steve Green and the Green Days.
I went to school with someone called Steve Green, yeah.
It doesn't surprise me.
No.
Steve is quite a common name when you're a kid, so it's Green.
Yeah, Green's not that uncommon
It is. It's a big one.
I wonder which colour is the most popular name.
Well, I think
there's lots of browns, blacks, whites, greens. Yeah.
There's no red. No, you've already started. Gav, I haven't got time for this now. There's not many blues.
No.
Well, there's that Bonnie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else. Okay, guys.
Go on.
A neighbour. I'm just waiting for someone to just settle down with the teaser.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because I need you for this.
Okay.
Mm.
Mars needs women. A neighbour who made a yoga teacher's life a misery by screaming, brandishing a tree branch and lying down on the ground to prevent her garden from being fenced off has been evicted and forced to pay $15,000.
Oh, wow.
So they had an ongoing struggle. They never liked each other. Mm. A dancer and singer, that's her name. Let's just call her Sandra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's her name. She's a dancer and a singer. She fell out with her upstairs neighbour. Let's call her upstairs neighbour Christian.
Okay.
She's a yoga teacher. They moved into a flat in North London 10 years ago. They clashed. They had a shared garden, which they clashed over. But also, Christian was teaching yoga upstairs.
Mm.
And Ivana, the dancer, Sandra, the dancer, embarked on a deliberate campaign of nuisance and annoyance. That's what the judge said. That's not me making a judgment.
Right.
Okay.
Over 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Dancer and singer subjected her neighbour to incidents of almost unremitting shouting and screaming and made repeated false allegations of criminality to Robinson's employers and the police.
Sounds like she could have done with a few yoga lessons. Chill out a bit.
Sounds like it, son.
Needed a bit of meditation.
If ever anyone needed a bit of yoga.
I think it was that.
Yeah, certainly quieted you down, hasn't it? As you know, look at you now, you've stopped.
Oh, I'm grumpy now, I've stopped.
I know.
Yeah.
You've given up, you now eat
cheese. No, I haven't given up anything.
No, not you've taken up.
I can't yoga at the moment because my back is still sore.
Right.
I can't yoga at the moment.
And as everyone else is doing veganuary, I'm treating myself to a bit of cheese in this month whilst everyone else is
So you're off the yogurt, you're on the cheese.
So she's off the cheese again.
January is now cheese and booze. Cheese and wine.
Cheese and wine.
Cheese and wine.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, over seven, like I say, it got really ugly. They decided to divide the garden.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the yoga teacher said, look, let's get it, you know, kind of yin and yang solution.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's divide it up like that.
Sure.
She lay on where the partition was, the dancer,
right,
while the yoga teacher's trying to mellow things down.
Right.
She lay there.
And she was making a
shouting
racket.
She's trying to do yoga. She's shouting. She's doing all this stuff. But I was wondering, you know, if you read the account, I mean, it is a nightmare.
Mm.
Sounds horrendous.
It sounds horrendous.
She developed the energy to keep that up for so long.
She developed a dangerous phobic dislike of her neighbour and deliberately targeted with antisocial behaviour. Finding she had committed repeated acts of nuisance and annoyance, which she would inevitably repeat if they stayed neighbours, he repossessed the flat and gave it back to the council, was owned by the council. My point is this, is if I was asking in the office if people were going to complain about you. Mm. If someone's going to complain about me, the people who live below, they'd without doubt complain about just running around.
Yeah.
The fact that Milton and I really chase around in there. Also, Milton's got a big enough space, because it used to be a ballroom for him to get on his scooter, which must drive him mad.
Yeah.
Not as much as the days when Vanessa was deciding to, she'd teach me tap dancing, which I'm not bad at anyway, because my granddad was a tap dancer, he taught us all.
Yeah.
So it's just brushing up on it, but that must have been a nightmare when we were going for our late night drinking days.
Definitely. Yeah.
And I was learning to...
Amateur tap dancing.
Yeah, you're amateur tap dancers. I must have driven them crazy.
Yeah.
But now they just hear the scooter going up and down, the micro scooter, and then chase games going on there as we play Dinosaurs in the Wild.
Mm.
And that must drive them mad. Also, me learning scales on the piano
must drive
them crazy.
The repetition.
Not as crazy when I get friends around who can play the piano a bit.
Right.
God, that must drive them mad. Especially when I get the bass out, the Gab
game.
And they get, Christ knows what it sounds like. 83936. What would your neighbours complain about if they complain about you? We'll be talking to Sunta particularly next, but to a lesser extent, Gavin.
Okay.
This is a brand new. Are you ready? I didn't think we'd be saying this early in the year when we've got so much new stuff going on.
Yeah.
There's one from the Kooks coming up as well a bit later. But this is new from the Stereophonics. There's always going to be something. A new single. Kelly promised this to us when he joined us on the Christmas Day 4 till 7 thing special. And here it is. They got a new album out 13th on the 25th of April. Make them laugh, make them cry, make them wait. Wait no longer. Here they are.
Yesterday's doing fine. Not too much on my mind. Dragging my feet in the sand. Looking out at the sea. Today my mind's not right. Got the weight of the world on fire. I'm burning my energy. I'm bringing me to my knees. In this 21st century. So help this sinner, please. This is only one part of me, yeah. Cause there's always gonna be something. So what's it gonna be today? Yeah, there's always gonna be something. So what's it gonna be today? Being a tongue of silence. Whispering just to remind us. Imposter cries to the thief. Stop stealing pain for yourself. I leave nothing for deafened bones. And the solitude just in jokes. Igniting my energy. I'm bringing me to my knees. In this 21st century. So help this sinner please. This is only one part of me, yeah. Cause there's always gonna be something. So what's it gonna be today? Yeah, there's always
phonics, there's always going to be something, in this case, something brand new from the Welsh Wonders, right here on Radio X. Oh, yeah. 13th album out, 25th of April. Make him laugh, make him cry, make him wait. I think he's nicked that from us. Yeah?
Oh?
Because that's... Oh, it's, remember us telling to him on Christmas Day our secrets for the show?
Yeah. Mm.
And we said that.
Oh, yes.
And he was going... He's going, oh, I love that. That sounds good, John. Oh, I love that. You know, it's good, isn't it? I love it when Thunyon does it, isn't it? He said something like that.
Sure.
I think Thunyon is Welsh for people.
Oh.
Is it?
I don't know, Gav. I haven't got a clue. But it's an easy,
I'm always ready to learn.
But it's an easy language to improvise, isn't it?
Yeah.
European tour March to May. Looking forward to it immensely on Radio X. Right. I tell you what we're looking at now, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things your neighbours would complain about. And don't just do the opposite. I mean, do the obvious. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, we get those.
We're going to be talking in 8 minutes to Sunta for that.
Lol.
That
noise you just heard was me rolling my eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was quite loud.
And that is exactly the sort of bants we're going to be getting, yeah?
Sick, innit?
Sick, innit? Yeah? I'm the queen of banter.
Oh, love it.
Big claim. Seriously, do you like banter?
Sick, innit?
Sunta will literally give us good as she gets next. We've got more of your neighbourly complaints. Not that we've had any yet.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio X.
That was the travel. Now the weather. Chris.
Thanks, Sarah. A chance of rain today with low pressure bringing some cloudy patches and some showery spells later in the day.
If an Audi's on your mind, now's the time. With £750 off a new Audi ordered by the 28th of February and delivered by the 30th of June. Start your search at audi.co.uk or visit your local Audi centre.
In the southeast, you'll see sunny spells well into the Audi noon. Afternoon.
Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. T's and C's apply. £750 discount applied on purchase. Retail customers only.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between.
Emilia Perez is the most Oscar-nominated film of the year, with 13 nominations, including Best Picture. It's nominated for 11 BAFTA Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director Jacques Audiard, and Best Actress Carla Sofia Gascon, and winner of 4 Golden Globe Awards, including Best Supporting Actress Zoe Saldana and Best Picture. Time magazine calls it an exuberant ode to human possibility. Emilia Perez, back in cinemas now and on Netflix.
I never thought of myself as the give type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book now at one of our London donor centres. Visit blood.co.uk today.
Matalan's exclusive deal of the week has landed. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £30 or more. And yes, that includes the sale. Celebrate the end of a long January and treat yourself for less. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Whatever your goal is, you'll find all the electricals you'll need to succeed at AO. Whether you're stepping into wellness, getting smart about saving energy, or just want to refresh old appliances, we've got all you'll need from brands like Hotpoint, Beko and Ninja. Plus a range of ways to pay, including AO Finance. No wonder we're the UK's most trusted electrical retailer. Shop now at AO.com. To verify most trusted, visit AO.com/trust.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hi, Johnny Vaughan. Chris Moyles here. I'm joined by McRobinson from the Saturday Show, and he's going to tell you what's on our show tomorrow. McRobinson?
Oh, no!
Okay, fair enough then. We're back tomorrow morning when you wake up.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Start your new year with a brand new Mercedes-Benz. Discover unique, innovative design and the latest cutting-edge technology, where every detail reflects exceptional luxury and comfort. Plus, right now, we have offers across the range, like 0% APR representative across selected electric models. Ready to go? Book your extended test drive today. Offerings 31st of March. Exclusions and TCC supply. Mercedes-Benz Finance. Savings include VAT for cash and finance customers. Subject to availability. Extended test drives 25+.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
I told you so. That same riff, that is that. There's no time for you, baby.
It is a bit it Pistols, is, isn't it?
Definitely have some of that. Definitely. Yeah. Hey guys, it's bang on 4:30. You're rolling with the 4:07 thing on a Thursday. Smash tobacco this week, and it is the first. It's the first Friday of the new month. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, tomorrow's 31st. That's February.
Sure.
That's February. Don't wait. Don't leave it till Saturday.
It's done.
Go off early. Ruin your weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Right, parents? Okay, guys. We're looking at some of the things that your neighbours might say about you if you were the bad neighbour. Look at the bad side of yourself. And it's really good, this.
Yeah.
Because it's know, it's self-gazing, isn't it? You're looking at yourselves, you're thinking, what actually isn't perfect about me? Johnny Love, my neighbours would probably complain about the rotting old Saab on my driveway. I've been claiming to be restoring for about 8 years. Do you know, there's two Saabs on the driveway where I live. We've got two Saab owners.
Right. Okay. Are they rotting?
No, but I've spoken to neighbours who are cheesed off about it.
Why?
Because they don't make Saabs anymore.
Yeah, they're...
And they've all heard that. I tell you how you judge flats, by the cars.
Right.
That's how you know if you're in a wealthy area.
Uh-huh, right.
And the fact that they've got two cars that aren't made anymore, haven't been made for some considerable time, they're
so
looking
they think
at it. Yeah, right.
It.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
This may sound like it's a classic car that needs to be.
Yeah, right, but they're not. Right.
It's a real, real Saab story, isn't it?
It's a real Saab story. Oh, no! Hey, Gaff. Sick, innit? Because that was banter.
That was banter.
Yeah, but I really like the Saab. I've got great memories. I used to like the ones that had the key down by the handbrake. Hey, let's not bother with that. Let's move on with this. What you got there?
Charlie in Essex says, my very devoted vegan neighbour would most likely complain about the smell of meat cooking on the barbecue, which I do most weeks, even through the winter.
Oh, man. I'm not so sure. Can vegans complain about the smell of meat? Sons, you were once a vegan.
You can complain. You can complain about anything you like.
Once?
Doesn't mean... Yeah, anyone will listen.
Once were vegans. Okay, how about this? Gav, go on.
Sam in Newcastle, if my neighbours were to complain about me, they'd complain about me shredding some great tunes on my axe. And they do.
That's
same, Sam, same, Sam.
Gav, do you ever really crank it up?
No, I never plug it in normally, but I bought a new amp this summer and I tried it at Wembley level not long ago. And if you were getting a train... past my house, you'd have heard me.
You'd felt the
it
windows.
It was really loud, yeah.
Ooh, that better
But when can guitarists that have got amps, when can they... Where?
At gigs, that's it.
No, but for you know...
Rehearsal rooms.
Rehearsal rooms, yeah, that's right.
I'm trying to speak to Gavin, and every time I get you in there, it's honestly... You're like the Basil,
I've been in bands before.
I know, but you're like the Basil Brush of rock at the moment. I'm just trying to...
If you're recording in a studio, you usually isolate the amp, because they sound best when they're turned up.
Okay, but
and
you
so
can,
you leave it in an isolation
room.
Normally
you go on headphones, do you?
Yeah, or just don't plug it in. I just sit on the sofa and play it without plugging it in.
Oh, that must be really annoying.
It's kind of annoying, but when you do plug it in, it's like a real bonus.
Sons, what about you in bands you've been in?
nothing to add. Gavin's covered it all.
Right. Nothing to add, John. Sure.
Also, I think my neighbours complained once because I was too good.
Is that right?
Yeah, they said they thought it was the record.
I can believe that. Sons?
Nothing to add.
Coffee and TV. Radio X.
I have my sentence now at last. I know just how you felt. I dig my fingers in, expecting more than just the skin.
Nothing matters. Last dinner party, which when it starts off sounds just like a sort of ABBA-y kind of musical.
It does sound at the beginning of a musical song. Yeah.
I put my finger. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Looking at some of the things that your neighbours would complain about you. Complaints neighbours would make about you. Hi guys, my neighbour works nights. Hates everybody. Have to say, having been someone who used to work very early mornings, get up like four, you just hate everyone.
You do, yeah. You're jealous of everyone.
No, you just hate everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everyone should know and respect that.
That's right.
You start to get like Brian May does with any noise during the day. You start thinking, Brian, get a recording studio.
Yeah.
Get soundproofing.
Sure.
Why are you hearing all this?
Yeah.
You redundant old rocker. sorry, that's because he was complaining a lot about noises.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What you got there, Sunts?
My neighbours, JV, my neighbours would get annoyed at me for making a rather weird bear-like noise when I try and clear my throat. It's just a winter thing. It's not done to upset, but it does do the job. My wife jumps when I do it.
Nice.
I wish we had a recording of that.
No, I'd love to. Yeah, please. WhatsApp us on the Global Player, your bear-like noise as you clear your throat. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. My neighbour would probably complain about the constant screaming from the bloody kids.
Oh.
Thanks for that. Yeah. My neighbours would probably complain about me chasing my dog at 6 a.m. for my socks. That's Epsom Mickey. Gav, what do you got there?
Philip of British Leyland says, evening, Tej and the team. I suspect Ken and Shirley next door would complain about me constantly practising my ice sculpting.
Yes.
The chainsaw does kick out some decibels.
Nice.
Right.
Two-stroke L.
Yeah, here's another one like that, Gav. This is Lee 42, slightly deaf.
Right.
My neighbours would probably complain about my side hobby. I recondition jackhammers and sell them on eBay. How about that? Ryan in Bristol, my cats meow outside the door early in the morning, who I refuse to let in until the kids stop screaming at me. Item two, kids screaming. Thank you very much indeed. Ryan in Bristol coming out, ladies and gentlemen. The woodman has a hero, but keep your own complaints your neighbours should make about you coming in. Thank you.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X. Got an untaxed car? You could hide it in a hedge, or sneak it in a skip, cloak it with some cones, or outfox us with a fence. You might try to cover it, smother it, bury it in sticks. But whatever you try, you will always find that cars are hard to hide, easy to tax. So don't risk it. Tax it with DVLA at gov.uk/DVLA/taxit now. Or call 24/7 on 0300 123 4321.
The Virgin Atlantic Holidays Sale. It's a big deal. Wherever you want to go in the world. Make waves in the Caribbean. Go full throttle in Orlando. Or fully unwind in the Maldives. But the biggest deal of all, you can book in store and online right now. The Virgin Atlantic Holidays Sale. See the world differently. Selected routes apply. T's and C's at virginholidays.co.uk.
You've arrived. Your dream holiday. You got there for less thanks to comparing flight prices on Kayak. An idyllic local restaurant nestled in the cliffs. A peaceful pool with your own private sunbed. This is the life. All you have to do is actually book it. Don't holidays. Use Kayak to compare flight prices from hundreds of travel sites and bag a great deal. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between.
Emilia Perez is the most Oscar-nominated film of the year, with 13 nominations, including Best Picture. It's nominated for 11 BAFTA Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director Jacques Audiard, and Best Actress Carla Sofia Gascon, and winner of 4 Golden Globe Awards, including Best Supporting Actress Zoe Saldana and Best Picture. Time magazine calls it an exuberant ode to human possibility. Emilia Perez, back in cinemas now and on Netflix.
The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition, our agile city SUV, now with upgraded features as standard. Cruise control, standard. Keyless start, standard. Dual zone climate control, standard. Electric windows, folding mirrors, adjustable front seats with lumbar support. Standard, standard, standard. The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition with 0% APR on solutions PCP. There's standard and there's standard. Visit your local Škoda retailer today. Indemnities may be required. Maximum 24-month term. Škoda Finance.
Radio X.
Truck Festival. The UK's most warped village fate. Nothing but Thieves UK exclusive. Block Party, The Last Dinner Party and many more. 24th to 27th of July 2025, Steventon, Oxfordshire.
Book now at radiox.co.uk.
Truck Festival.
Live. Kick off with a Chris Moyle Show.
Hear what happened when Dominic Byrne met Denzel Washington.
I joined a gym recently, but I don't...
But you haven't been bothered to go.
Do you find it dull in the gym?
How old are you?
I'm 52.
Do the work now, brother. You prepare for war in times of peace.
Oh, that's good.
When you get to be 60, I'm about to be 70, the war breaks out.
Wow.
And it's too late on the battlefield.
I don't want
the
war to
break. So get your gun clean now.
I'll get my gun clean now. This sounds weird. How long does it take you to get your gun cleaned?
Depends upon how far I'm shooting. Ba-dum-bum.
There he is.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Tomorrow morning from 6:30.
With Škoda. Grab life by the car keys.
Just twisted, pull your hair and make me shout. It's just that you insisted I was good for nothing, like you were.
Royal Blood. They don't do that at the end of their songs.
But no.
They should.
They should cockney it up a bit.
Yeah, they should do. Well, every song they go, do, 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 do.
Oi! Definitely.
And at the start of all their songs, they go, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Definitely.
Fantastic, yeah. Gav, let's not get distracted. You've got a hero. Go on. So the Woodman has promised us that only one has survived down under in his eroded little slot on the shaggy reef there.
That's right, and I know you love a shipwreck story, Johnny.
I love a shipwreck story, Gav.
So today's hero is a woman called Barbara Crawford Thompson. She was born in Dundee in 1831.
Oh, Christ.
Sometime in 1831. Her dad, Charles, was a tinsmith, and he took his whole family...
A tinsmith?
Yeah, he took his whole family to emigrate to New South Wales, Australia in 1837. So she would have been about 6. Their ship, the John Barry, arrived at Sydney...
John Barry?
Yeah.
Well, Peter Pan?
Yeah. Arrived at Sydney in July 1837. After growing up there, she married a man called Captain William Thompson in Brisbane, where she'd been living for a couple of years.
Brisbane.
And around 1845, they were aboard a cutter ship called America on a salvage mission. They were going to salvage some whale oil from a wrecked whaler.
Yeah, it cost a worth of fortune.
That was, anyway, their ship was also wrecked on a reef in the Torres Strait, which is just in between Northern Australia southern part of Papua New Guinea, which there's islands in there. Anyway, Barbara's husband, the captain, is thought to have perished trying to swim to one of the islands.
Why?
Because he did. He went off to try and find a way to survive, and he was never seen again. She was the only survivor of this shipwreck, but she was rescued by a Kaurareg tribe from Murulug Island.
Easy for you to say.
Also called Prince of Wales Island now. And the leader of the tribe took her in because he'd just lost his daughter and he thought she was the returning spirit of his lost daughter.
That's an old line, that is. I've used that in nightclubs.
So she was at least safe. She stayed there for 5 years until she was able to make contact with a Royal Navy ship, HMS Rattlesnake, in November 1849 at Cape York, which is right on the top of Northern Australian coast. HMS Rattlesnake took her eventually back to Sydney, and she was reunited with her family in 1850 after 5 years. There's not much known about her after that, other than it's thought she remarried and at some point lived till 1912-ish.
Nice.
Amazing. 5 years. And the only survivor,
I'm watching something on telly at the moment that Dan O'Connell recommended me, and the amount of times this one character annoys me with their choices of like, no, let's go over there, get help. And the other character's
and
like,
it makes
no,
it worse.
Honestly, let's not.
Yeah.
And every time she's like, we've got to help these people. Thinking, no. Just sit tight. Gav, go on.
Well, she survived. Let's salute Barbara Crawford Thompson.
Barbara Crawford Thompson. Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7. Thang. Salute to you. Where'd you find that story, woman?
I found it on a list of survival stories.
Okay, so
amazing.
I saw you working. I see the odds you're working.
I've done a few of those before, but not hers.
Okay, Gav. Wreck of the week going on there. Sam Fender, in this case, Arm's Length, latest single from his new album, People Watching. That's out on the 21st of February. Meantime, enjoy this. I was making out there, then I was fine. Oh,
Ladies and gentlemen, you just stops.
It does sound a bit...
It's a bit cliffy, isn't it?
I wish you hadn't said that.
It starts off as really strong Springsteen, and then it's just pure cliff. I can't unhear it. Why have you done that to me, Woodman?
I didn't do it.
I'm the biggest...
It was Vin, he brought it up.
Grass.
He is, yeah.
Mind you, he did.
I
can't unhear it now. Now when I see him, I'm going to think, what are we going to get next? Terry doesn't. I like it's just a moment, Christian. Guys, we're just looking at some of the things your neighbours might complain about if they're going to complain about you. Mm. How about this? My neighbours would probably get annoyed at the loud growl of all my sports cars when I rev them up every Sunday morning. That or the missus playing Taylor Swift in the garden in the summer. That's Ben in Malvern. Good boast, Benny. What do you got there?
No name on this. It just says my neighbour would probably complain that I've trained my cat to do its business in their garden.
Oh, man. Mm. Hi, TJ and the Gang. Great name for a disco band.
Proper funk band, yeah.
No, TJ and the Gang. One Hit Wonder.
Yeah. I want us all to wear white shoes as we dance.
Something with the word night in it, spelled N-I-T-E. Mm. Yeah. Tonight's All Right from TJ and the Gang. Hi, TJ and the Gang. My neighbour would complain about the excessive drinking, loud indie music and barking dogs. Plus, constant singing, we are Leeds... No, sorry, Leeds marching on together after every Leeds win. Paul from Leeds. I don't particularly loathe that song, but what's extraordinary about it is you can sing...
It's amazing.
Blue is the Colour.
Yeah.
The Chelsea song of exactly the same era.
Yeah, you can.
To that same
it's
backing
almost
track.
The same backing
it's
track.
It's the same singer, really. It's just blokes, isn't it, in unison. What do you got, Gav?
Nathan in Whitehaven says, my neighbours hate me because every time I cut the grass, his wife tells him to cut theirs. Now I do it, even when it's not needed.
Nice.
What do you got there?
Jason from Canvey Island says, TJ, I cannot believe my neighbours haven't complained about my kids. I have three boys, aged 12, 9 and 6, and I believe they are feral.
Nice. You know what? My neighbour upstairs, her kid's the opposite of feral. He's a brilliant musician.
Right, yeah.
But it's not... The playing of it's not the instrument, it's the practicing scales that drives you crazy.
It's the repeating,
As he plays the bassoon exactly above my favourite loo.
That's quite a resonant instrument,
Want bassoon scales, there's something peculiar about it. Mm. You know?
Okay.
Do they disturb the bathroom routine?
No, I don't want woodwind at that point. I don't want the big woodwind at that point. I don't need it. My neighbours will probably tell me that my dog doesn't actually need a wee 11:30 every single night, and he will in fact chase foxes around, barking at the top of the voice. Take the goddamn hint, Rich in Essex. Thank you so much. Dodgson Templeton's got the news next. Keep those coming, please.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing.
You could be our next WinPlus winner. Enter now to win big cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Hello, business owner. When you set up your business, your dream wasn't to do accounting admin. That's nobody's dream. Get Monzo Business and let us automate it for you. Integrate everything with Xero, Free Agent and QuickBooks and share your balance and transactions to Google Sheets from our app. That's kind of dreamy. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Integrated accounting is available with Monzo Business Pro for £9 a month. T's and C's apply.
This week at Morrison's, pay less with more card and treat yourself to the wine of the week. That's a 75cl bottle of Morrison's The Best Suave Classico. Regular price £7.75.
More card price.
£5.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of supermarkets exclude Scotland and online. Selected Morrison's daily stores. More card or app required. End 2nd of Feb. Please drink responsibly.
This Chinese New Year, embrace new beginnings with BYD, the brand trusted by over 4 million drivers last year. Join us at BYD's New Year sales event and enjoy 0% finance on all BYD cars, plus a complimentary first service on orders placed by 17th of February. Don't wait. Transform your drive today. Visit BYD.com to find your nearest store. Terms and conditions valid over 36 months with minimum 40% deposit.
Ladies and gentlemen,
gentlemen, and everyone in between.
Emilia Perez is the most Oscar-nominated film of the year, with 13 nominations, including Best Picture. It's nominated for 11 BAFTA Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director Jacques Audiard, and Best Actress Carla Sofia Gascon, and winner of 4 Golden Globe Awards, including Best Supporting Actress Zoe Saldana and Best Picture. Time magazine calls it an exuberant ode to human possibility. Emilia Perez, back in cinemas now and on Netflix.
Make your doorbell play Oscar music, add caviar to your milk order, and a Hollywood star to your drive. Because with People's Postcode Lottery, you could have a VIP, a very important postcode. In our February draws, players in the winning postcode will each win £12,000 every month for 12 months, plus £10,000 towards the holiday of a lifetime. For you and your neighbours' chance to win, sign up before midnight tomorrow. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, Donald Trump has called a plane crash in Washington a dark and excruciating night in American history.
As one nation, we grieve for every precious soul that has been taken from us so suddenly. And we are a country of, really, we are in mourning.
It's thought no one survived when the plane and a military helicopter hit each other last night. Rescuers are searching the Potomac River for bodies. In total, there were 67 people on board. A 45-year-old man who committed murder while out of prison on license for a different murder has been given a whole life sentence. Steve Sansom's partner, 49-year-old Gemma Watts, has also been jailed. Together, they killed Sarah Mayhew in South London last year. A dancer who said she developed an eating disorder because of body shaming at the Royal Ballet School has settled a legal case. Ellen Elphick trained there between 2009 and 2012. It's understood the school hasn't admitted